G'day everyone, it's Ian here. Change. Don't you hate it? Why can't everything stay the same? Why can't we just keep it the way it is? It was so good back in the old days. It's so good now. Why does it have to change? Why do we have to get old? Why do we have to get fat? Why do we have to go grey? My eyesight. Oh, I have to wear spectacles now. Why change? Why can't I be 25 forever? Because the only thing that is the same is change. And as I listened to Bernie's rant, and wasn't it a great rant? If you haven't listened to Topgold's rant about the way YouTube is jumping on people for using music that they don't own, and actually jumping on a lot of people for using music they do own because their algorithm isn't quite right, but that's another issue. Well, go and listen to his rant. It's great to hear a bit of passion, Bernie. It's good to hear some cussing and swearing, mate. Yeah, excellent. And it's one of my pet peeves because I've learnt the lesson and I watch people struggle with that lesson. You see, I've lost 3.5 careers. I've watched 3.5 of my career paths in the trade just vaporise because of digital technologies. You don't need pattern makers anymore. You just get a CNC machine to machine it all up. You don't need an industrial model maker because we now had CAD drafting. You don't need prototyper because we now have 3D printing. All those skills that were so incredibly important in the 19th and the first three quarters of the 20th century have gone. And I was told when I was an apprentice that you got one of the best trades here, Ian, because everybody's going to need a pattern maker. As a matter of fact, pattern makers were so important, they were a protected trade during World War II. That's how important they are. Weren't they wrong? Who needs a friggin' pattern maker these days? Nobody. Well, very few of them anyway. Change happens. And that's just the way it is. We all get old. We all die. Change happens. And I watch people struggle with that. And let's take the case of copyrights. Copyrights and patents, a variation on a theme. Intellectual property, the ownership of the creative output that we generate. And how, because we create it, we claim ownership to it. Well, you know, why not? We put in the effort. Why can't we claim ownership to it? If we write a book, isn't it appropriate that we claim ownership to it? Well, yes, but don't get so precious about it. Don't think it's original. You know, you might think it's original because you were inspired. You sat at the keyboard and your fingers danced and something amazing happened. You're a genius, aren't you? Well, I love the ancient Greek use of the word genius, where it originates. See, genius doesn't mean you, dear audio boo listener, being really special. In the original Greek, genius meant this force, this spirit that moves through you. Not you, it moves through you. You're simply the vessel for genius to express itself. If you look at the word genius in that light, all of a sudden, there's a huge paradigm shift. All of a sudden, humility kicks in, and you start to go, well, yeah, there's a bit of truth in that. Okay, maybe not spirit, maybe not mumbo-jumbo, ooh-ooh stuff, but you have collated from your life and your experiences the richness of human endeavor, and you have mashed it up in that cerebral cortex of yours, and you have re-expressed it in another form. But it's not just you. You're not living on an island. You weren't in the Siberian wilderness coming up with that idea all by yourself. No, you were inspired by countless musicians and authors and playwrights and programmers. You were inspired by the rest of society, the rest of culture. So how much of it is truly you? How much of it is genuinely original? That's the problem I have with copyrights and patent laws. The original patent laws, now I don't know about copyright, but the original patent laws were set up so that in the US, I don't know about the rest of the world, but in the US it was set up so that there was a period of time, a relatively short period of time, 5-7 years, whereby they got some benefit from putting in the effort to develop a new product, to recoup some money, and then after that, the patent would be null and void and the product would be out in the public domain, because that's where these things belong. They belong in the public domain, but hey, it takes a fair bit of effort to actually develop a new product, so we'll cut you some slack and we'll give you a couple of years grace to make a few bucks, okay? And that has been totally corrupted. Things like fracking Disney having, what, 75 years now on Snow White? Is it something like that? You know, and I think they want it more. You know, I want to claim ownership to, you know, for a century for Steamboat Willie. Come on, that thing happened back in the early 30s. Get over it. This is, and it wasn't totally original anyway. Hey, it's animation, it's cartoons. Look at Felix the Cat, an Australian animation, by the way. Felix the Cat, which was a precursor to Steamboat Willie. So nothing is original. But back to change, because that's what this is about, and that's where we're at the moment, because we're in this time of flux, where because we have all these incredibly powerful digital technologies that are shaking the whole world up, everything is changing. And we can see the corporate powerhouses out there clinging on like tooth and nail to their copyrights, to maintain ownership, to maintain the money-making part of these bits of intellectual property. And it's slipping from between their fingers. We saw it happening with music, with, you know, when tape, when cassettes came out, and go back before that, when printed sheet music came out, when radio started broadcasting records. You know, they fought and they battled at it, and they lost. And then they realised they actually had a huge benefit in letting the radio stations broadcast their musicians' music, because then people went out and bought the records. Hey, isn't that a great idea? And we're seeing the same thing happening at the moment. You've heard it all before. We saw the battles over videotape and CDs and DVDs and yada, 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 and they're not learning. And now here we are. We've got this friggin' mess that's being generated because of YouTube and the fact that Google are kowtowing to the corporates because they don't want to deal with the court cases. And the way the laws are set up at the moment, they have to take notice of it. And nobody's realising that instead of going with the old model and trying to prevent it from changing, why don't you grab the new model and run with it and see what happens? And there's going to be some disasters on the way, yes. Things are going to go belly up and people are going to get hurt. But hey, that's what happens with change. With change, things go awry. The Luddites in, God, when was it? 15th century in the UK? They went and broke the looms, smashed up the looms, the start of the Industrial Revolution, because weavers were going to be put out of work in what was about to become the industrial parts of the United Kingdom. They couldn't bear the thought that all these people would be out of work. Well, they're going to be out of work from the really menial work, and they would then have to go and do other menial work. But aren't you glad that you no longer have to be a washerwoman, to have to scrub the clothes and boil them up in the copper every day, every week? Aren't you glad that you have now these automated washing machines to do it for you? If we don't have change, we don't have the evolution of wonderful new things. I've seen my careers vaporise, and it makes it a little bit tough at times, sure. I end up in free fall going, I got no idea how I'm going to make it work. I just have to see what happens. But there's no use, like Don Quixote, rallying against the windmills, because change is one of those things that happen. And instead of fighting windmills, instead of trying to prevent the inevitable, and the inevitable is change, the inevitable is, I don't give a damn what Google has to do. I don't give a damn what the corporate giants say. It is all going free. If it's in ones and zeros, if it's digital data, it is going to be easily accessible and free. And I think, I don't know, you know, I make no claim of having any idea of what's going to happen, but I get the feeling that what's going to happen is there is going to be some sort of sharing of knowledge and of creativity, appreciating what's happening out there and being generous. And we should encourage that. We should really push for that. And a few people get it. I hope you out there donate money to your favourite digital producers. I hope you buy the records that you're passionate about. I hope you contribute on a voluntary basis, more so than because they are charging for it. If they're charging for it and that's the only way you can get it, it's sort of like holding a knife to your throat and asking for your wallet. Even if they are doing that, I hope you're giving to them rather than paying them because they insist. Because I think that's the model that's evolving. Might be being a little bit of a optimist here, sure. But the alternative, and there's only two alternatives. One is it's a free-for-all and it's thievery all the way, or it's a complete lockdown of the system. And this is data. You can't lock it down. If they try and lock it down too much, one thing I haven't talked about is the fact that YouTube is locking down on all this stuff, so we just go to another video platform. Big deal. If we're sharing stuff, we'll just go somewhere else. And that's what can constantly happen. And if they shut down the internet, yeah, it'll be a bit lumpy, and a bit uncomfortable, but there are some very clever sysadmins out there, and I'm sure something else would rise up. So, change. You can rally against it, or you can accept it. It's really quite simple. I hope you're having a great night, everybody. Bit of a rave, I know, but it's something I feel pretty passionate about. You just got to accept change. And I hope, wherever you are, you're having an evening as pleasant as I am. Thanks for listening. All the best, eh? Bye-bye.